Menchaschina. People confuse it with the Menchaschina. Okay, we're learning Sunday night or the Gimel Nisan, the Shmaitzer Shir, which is learning in Yoni Pesach, and Sunday night we're going to start at least, maybe even finish, we'll see, the famous Rav Chaim Menuchos Chomitz Umatzah. That is the gist of many Bar Mitzvah boys' speeches, as I say. Okay, Perek, so he brings a Rambam. Okay, this is, I didn't, okay, I'll say it over as best as I can. I don't know it anyway, really.
You really understand.
It's not so posh what he says. And then people confuse it with the Minchas Chinuch, as we'll talk about. How the Minchas Chinuch views the Mitzvah Tashbisu and his Chakiris. Okay, so Rav Chaim brings a Rambam that talks about getting Malkus with Balyura Balyimotze. Parenthetically, Balyura Balyimotze, oh, I talked about it, I think, last year. It seems to be two Lavim that say the same thing. Some Rishonim try to find differences. Some say it's Taka two Lavim. It's certainly two Lavim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay, that was just a parenthetical remark. You don't get Malkus of Balyura Balyimotze because it's Lav Shein Boi Maisa. That's what the Rambam says. Elam Ken Kona Chomitz B'Pesach Oichimtzo, or he actually made something Chomitz B'Yodayim. So it's Lav Sheyesh Boi Maisa. So again, everything has branches off into other diunim about a Lav Shein Boi Maisa that you did Al Yedei Maisa. And there's all sorts of issues here. And can you be Kona Chomitz B'Pesach? How could you be kind of chomitz b'pesach at the suriyah? No, okay. The point is, Rambam says it's lav she'ein bo ma'aseh, and you don't get malchus unless you do a ma'aseh to actively do a pu'ula, which makes that you have chomitz in your rishus. Avolam hoyel chomitz kadim b'pesach b'pesach loy bi'aroi elinicha b'rishuso. You're over the two lavim, but you don't get malchus. Neishalo also b'ma'aseh. So again, it's the same lav, but it depends if you violate it through a ma'isa, actively or passively. That's also nichlal in the rule of lav she'ein boi ma'isa ein lokin olav. That's a diyun in itself. We're not going into that aspect of it. But the Rav Chaim deals with the kasha of the Magen Mishnah, I believe it is. I'm not 100% sure. Ukvar Hikshu, he says, how can you get Malkus for Lava Balyar Valyimotze? The Gemara in Psachim, that Tzadikei, says explicitly that it's Lav Hanitek La'asei. The Koshal Rambam, Sheposak, the Bekoina Chomit for Pesach, the Havimaisa Loke. Well, how is it a Lav Hanitek La'asei? How does Rashi usually describe Lav Hanitek La'asei? Is that the assay is the tikkun of the lav. It's the remedy. You know, you're not supposed to have chametz on Pesach. And tashbisu is, that means the Gemara says that tashbisu is viewed as the remedy for bali rov bali motzik. Like veishuv is like, don't steal. And if you steal, veishuv is like zela. Don't leave over b'sar kochim. If you leave over b'sar kochim, bo'esh tisrofu. These are all called lav hanitek la'asei. The word nitek itself really means it's, so you don't get Malkus, and Rashi usually explains it that because the Torah provided the remedy for the lav, so usually the punishment is sort of like the remedy, but here the Torah told you what to do if you violated the lav, so that's what you do. That's ein lokin olav. Now that's okay. Nitak is like ratcheted down. Like you find the Lashon, I just learned in Yevamos that the Isser to the person that if one brother did Chalitza to the other brothers, it's or to him really, the Isser Eishasach is Nitak to a Lav Ba'alma, that Kivin Shaloi Bono Shivlo Yivne. Once he decided not to make Yibum, he did Chalitza, so he's not allowed to marry or have relations with the Chalutza. Now, really, it should be Eishasach, but it's Nitak, that's the Lashon HaRishonim, it's Nitak, Gemara, actually, it's Nitak to a Lav Ba'alma. So, the best, I don't know what Art Scroll says, it's ratcheted, I think of it, it's ratcheted down. It's, yeah, I'm not sure. Anybody have a good definition for nitak?
Is it related to nitak? Like nitak?
Yeah. To detach. It's detached from what would normally be, and it's, like I say, ratcheted down. That's how I think of it. Okay, so the Gemara Beferish says that Tashbisu is the remedy of Bal Yireh Bal Yimotzei. Okay, Venera Bezeh. Dineagoner B'kiveger Hikshal Atur. The Tur says, okay, we have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Perek Kol Shon, the second Perek in Psachim, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a specific, that it's really Tashbisu, that the Chometz Mitzvoso B'Sreifa. He learns it out from Nosor, or Chelev, or Shor HaNitzkal. That's a whole blot there of Limudim, Amud of Limudim. And he learns out that there's a mitzvah to burn it. Obviously, if you get rid of it any other way, you're not going to be over Bal Yireh Bal Yimotzei. You've saved yourself from being over the Lav, but you were not Mekayim B'Poyel, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is Sreifa, which also gets you involved in Rashi saying that Tashbisu is Tevatlun, the way Unkelus learns Tashbisu, and that's where Bittul comes from. So, again, this is all, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where does Bittul come from according to Rashi? But Al Kaponim, there's a mitzvah Sreifa. So the Torah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chomet Mitzvosu B'Sreifa, which Bepashtus Mitzvosu means of Tashbisu. Aforo Mutter, Kedin Kolan Asrofin, the Aforan Mutter. At the end of Tmur, if anybody here learned Afyomi, so there's a chance you might remember this, because you just learned it, like less than a week ago. Kolan nobody? Kolan Asrofin, Aforan Mutter, Kolan Igborin, Aforan Osir. Now, that's a difficult. Let's say something's also. Let's say something is Osir Bahanoa. You really see this in the beginning of Kol Sha'ot too. This is in itself an area that needs Iyun. You see it in the beginning of Kol Sha'ot. If Chometz became, let's say, if it was burnt and became coals, Gecholim, before Zman Isuro, so it doesn't become Osir. But if it became Gecholim afterwards, it remains Osir. Except now, with this exception. So now that in itself is Sorech Iyun, because Monofshach, is it a Chefetz of Chametz or not? Is it a Chefetz of Chametz or not? If it's a Chefetz of Chametz, so then it should be Osir, even if it became Gecholim before Zman Isuro. And if it's chircho, I don't know if it's gecholim yet, but chircho akoponim, charcoal. Yeah, okay, gecholim. Chircho, nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda, nothing to do with the din of afar and mutter. Chircho kodem zmano, mutter banoa achar zmano. That's a because it's not chometz anymore, bepashtus. It's inedible, it's not chometz. But the din is, if it was chircho achar zmano, it's also banoa. We're not talking about afer now. We're not talking about a kiyum mitzvah sreifa. We're talking about it was charred, chercho. It's charred. It's not edible.
That's all it is. It's not
so if you did it la'akar zmani suro, you still have to get rid of it. It's not good enough. You either have to, according to Rabbanon, you have to destroy it more than it's been destroyed. This is not called destroyed. It's sitting here. It's right here. So you see from this Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah, and really in other dinim in Shas, Lamashal, Heteira Bola and Isura Bola, you see it makes a difference when a Belia, if something was Mutter and then, okay, let me just explain the beginning of the Gemara in Kol Shah. You see from this Gemara that really, for an Isser to be Chal, just like when you turn on a light, so for electricity to be turned on, it needs more energy than for it to stay on. To make something come into being takes more energy than to make it stay that way. Inertia, I don't know if it's not called inertia. For the light to stay on needs less energy than to turn a light on. So you see, it's the same thing by Yisurim. for an Issa to be Chal, you need more the Chefza of Chometz, you need more than for the Issa to stay. That's what you see from the beginning of Kol Shor. Again, I'm just clarifying it. It has nothing to do with what we're learning. Because what we're learning is a further din. No, but it makes the point of why Afar on Mutter. Someone could learn Afar on Mutter because it's not Chometz anymore. It's Afer. And then it's like, why is Afar on Asur according to Rabbanon? So once something's Asur, then the Isur stays until it's totally destroyed. Or until it doesn't exist. Whoa, you're jumping.
Oh, sorry.
That's already... that's not because it doesn't exist. I'm talking about why should Afaron ever be Asur? You burn something up. So it's not here anymore. It's not Chometz. It's not here. So once something becomes Asur, and this is clearly in the beginning of Perek Kol Shor, once something becomes Asur, it remains Asur as long as it exists, even if it takes on other forms. Now, when I was a kid, I read Sherlock Holmes, and I'm not 100% sure if I'm remembering correctly, but he was able to tell from the ashes what the chayfetz was. What was? I don't remember exactly. Anybody remember?
Like the house of basketballs.
I don't know. He was able. He right. He could tell from the ashes. Now, I don't know if that's true, chemically or scientifically or physics. I don't know. I guess you have to know chemistry. I don't know if it's true, but that, I'm pretty sure it said that, which would make sense. In other words, it's taka chometz afer. It is, or chercho. It's still chometz. It's still. It hasn't been destroyed. As long as it hasn't been destroyed, even though it exists in a different form, but it is still said to exist. So now, if you need the issa chometz to be chal, so you need more chametz, you need more energy. You need more chametz for the issa chametz to be chal. So that's why if chercho kodem zmano, mutter bano lachar zmano. But if chercho lachar zmano, then it remains osur. And the same is by hetera bala, if you're familiar with the terms hetera bala or yisura bala. If something became nivla into an item, into a kli, when it was heter, Let's say chometz is hetera bala. That's an interesting chakira in itself, that some say chometz is always isura bala, because it's always called osur on Pesach. Even on Chanukah, chometz is called an is. It's a shaila. It's a lomdish shaila in and of itself. When you have chometz on Chanukah, is this total heter or is this something that's osur on Pesach? Quote unquote. Asur on Pesach. But assuming it's hetera bala, but from the etzem din, that there's a difference in halacha if something was boleya heter when it was heter, and then it became asur.
Like milk.
What?
Milk?
Yeah. No, if it has to become asur as a blia, if something has to become asur as a blia, it's much harder to become asur than if something was asur and then was Nivla. That's called Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. And again, I'm sure it's the same lomdus. That for something to become Asur takes more, more energy. It, you need the item to exist more, with more intensity to become Asur than to remain Asur. So for a Bliya to become Asur, that's a din of hetera bala. It might not happen. It's much more difficult. But if it's isura bala, then it's just a question of remaining osur, not becoming osur. I remember when I learned Spanish in eighth grade, there are two verbs in Spanish that mean to be. But one is to become. I think esta, I don't remember, esta and soy. I don't know, like two verbs. They use two different verbs for something becoming and being. You see, in English, we also say, like, becoming and being. You would even say, it becomes usur, and then you would say, it is usur. It stays usur. No, I'm sorry. Because chazaka is a different concept. It, I'm sorry. It becomes... becoming and being is how we used to talk about it when I, in my early years, when I was still learning. Becoming and being. Right? Becoming, because in Spanish, those are the two verbs. It changes its state, that's one verb, and it remains that way is a different verb. Akoponim, all of this is not nogea. Rabbi Yehuda holds kol anisrofin aforon muter. Not because it's not chametz. See, that was the point I wanted to drive home. As chametz, if it would be burnt after the Zman Isser, then according to the rules in the beginning of Kol Sha'ah, the Efer would for sure be Osir. And that's why kol anikborin aforon Osir. You say, well, what do you mean? It's not chametz anymore. So I don't know. Yes, Sherlock Holmes, not Sherlock Holmes. It's enough ba'olam to remain asur. It wouldn't become asur, even chercho, if it was charred, but if you did it before the Zman Isser, then it wouldn't become asur. It's not chametz enough to become asur, but it's chametz enough to be asur, to remain asur. So then why is there a din of kol anisrof and aforon mutter? Why? You can't say because it's not that item anymore, because then you wouldn't say kol anikborin if there's no special mitzvah to burn it, aforon osur. Obviously, you did burn it. We're talking about aforon. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Tmura. So comes along Taisus and Tmura. So it's only a Taisus. It's a Taisus. It's not a Gemara. Taisus says because nasis mitzvaso. Maybe it's a svara, maybe it's learned out from Trumas Hadeshen, in the reverse. Actually, it is a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't relate it to this Mishnah, but the Gemara talks by Kotchim, Elech Adovash Anasis Mitzvoso Umoalimbo. In other words, if, and this is going to be important for the Lomdus of Rav Chaim, and maybe a Mokom perhaps to take issue with him, as some Achronim do, to really understand clearly Tosis's point. Why by Nasus Mitzvoso the Efer would become Mutter. See, that's very key to understanding Rav Chaim's point to answer Rav Kivega's Kasha that we're about to learn. You can tell I didn't prepare for this year. I'm sorry. I'm mamish all over the place. The Nakuda seems to be like this. If the Torah says it played itself out, it's also Banah. But the Torah told you. The Torah didn't just say it's Osir Banah. The Torah told you, like, the Torah wants it, like, burnt. It wants you to do something to it. It wants it to be in the state of being burnt. It doesn't just say, Nikborin means you got to get rid of it just so you shouldn't come Lidei Michshol. There's no din to bury something. Kol Nikborin doesn't mean there's a din to throw it to Yam HaMelech. There's a din to destroy it. You just don't have to do it through Sreifa, which is going to be possibly Rav Chaim's point. But in the Mishnah and Tmura, Kol HaNikborin means you don't do anything with it. Just make sure you don't get Hanah from it. It's just Osir Banah. Just make sure you keep it out of your way, that you shouldn't be Nichshal. Nisrofin means there's a special mitzvah to burn it. And therefore, Tosfos says in Svara, and he relates it to Kotchim. By Kotchim, there is a rule that called Ein Lecha Dovah Shanasis Mitzvosoi Umoyalin Boy anymore. That's the thing. Now, you could be Mechalik between Kotchim and Isuri Hanah, because Me'ilah is because it's Kotche Hashem, and it's Omeid to serve a certain purpose as Kotche Hashem, right? So once the mitzvah's done, it's not Omeid for that anymore, so there's no more Me'ilah. So the Chiddush and Tosfos and Tmura. Tosfos makes the Tzustel. What? Yeah. No, but the Me'il is B'Kotche Hashem. Like you're not Moil and Kotchem Kalim because it's not Kotche Hashem. It's Omeid for a certain higher divine purpose, so you're Moil. It's not Stam and Isra Hanah like Basa B'Chol is also Hanah. It's, you see only Moil in the Emurin before they're on the Mizbeach. After they're on the Mizbeach, you're not Moil on them anymore. Anyway, Tosfos makes the comparison, and that's in itself something to think about. If Tosfos, it's a chiddush. The comparison is a chiddush. Again, because by Kotchim, it's omeid to be used for Hashem's service. So you say, okay, I'm oil in it if I use it for personal use. And once it's finished being used for Hashem's purpose, it's not oimit for that anymore. So there's no more me'ila. So Tosfos compares it to Suri Hanoah. Apparently Tosfos held, he's already not at Nisrofin. L'chori, you say, let's say you're mechuyev to burn, about the Zora. I don't know if you're not, no mitzvah to burn it. The Orla. Let's say there's a mitzvah. It's not so clear. It's not so clear that there's mamash a mitzvah to burn it. Let's say yes. Tukadesh. Okay. There's a mitzvah to burn it. So Tosfos is looking at the mitzvah to burn it that it reached like its apex. I don't know if that's the right word. Its goal. Like it's supposed to burn it. Because Tosfos compares it to Nasus Mitzvoson of Kachim that you're not moil in it anymore. So Tosfos says, it's a Mishnah, it says Aforon Mutter. And you can't say Aforon Mutter because it's not the Heftza anymore, because or else Aforon Osir wouldn't make sense for Kol HaNikbarin. And you see from the beginning of Perakol Shah that it's not true. It's still enough Chomets for the Issa to remain. So Tosfos is saying in Svara, like Tosfos saying what's shot in the Mishnah. For the Chayra, Tosfos is saying, because of his comparison to Me'ila, that when there's a mitzvah to burn something, it's not just a way to destroy it. Or maybe it is. But like, the thing reached its... Like, the Torah wants this destroyed. It's like, maybe like I'm all like... Like, the Torah wants it destroyed. I'm not talking about your Dvar Torah now. The Torah... Or destroyed as I'm all like. The Torah wants it destroyed. And like... So then... Once you reach the goal line... You reach the purpose. The purpose is not the right word, because obviously it's not the purpose to be burnt. That's why I always have trouble with the Tosfos Sushtel. Because by Kachim it reached its purpose. It has a purpose. It's Kachay Hashem. And the purpose was fulfilled. That's why I see Ad Hayom, I don't really have a clarity in the Tzushtel of Tosfos, because when you burn a Suri Hanoah, even if there's a mitzvah to burn it, it's not its purpose. You just, okay, and Tosfos held, you're finished with it. It's like it reached its mitzvah. It's not Nagei anymore. Like, we don't, you did what you're supposed to do, so now it can be Mutter Banoah. That's Tosfos Tzushtel. Even though it didn't reach its purpose, that wouldn't be correct, but it you did what you're supposed to do, so like there won't be Dinim anymore.
You can't burn it anymore. It must be something,
but
it's not what it was.
No! See, that's what I'm coming to reject.
Unless you can burn it. You have to go to the birth
home.
If it's
Nichra,
then you burn it. If it's Chometz, you have to burn it.
And if there's no mitzvah to burn it, now magically it's Chometz because there's no mitzvah to burn it?
Could we still have a shame with it?
That's
what
it's not.
Nefra.
Bread that's like soaking wet with water and it won't burn.
I think from Tosfos Sushtel to Kachim that the Torah says to do something with it, and it's not mistavra. I don't know. To say that the Torah asked it b'hanoah so that you should burn it, is not mistavra by chometz. I mean, if you would tell me that by avodah zara, I would hear it more. That it's also b'hanoah in order that you should burn it. But chametz is not mistavra. It's like that, right? It starts off that it's also banah, and then you have to destroy it. The Torah says to destroy it. Apparently, Tosfos held it reached a certain goal was reached, because else why should the Torah care if you burn it? Maybe that's the way to look at it. If all the Torah cared about was that you should destroy it, why would there be a mitzvah sreifa as opposed to, you know, destroy it? I don't know, can you destroy something without burning it? Maybe you can't.
Neutrinos.
Can you destroy something without burning it?
That's how you define destroy. Smash Avodah
Zarah. What? So all you're doing is you're putting it into little pieces. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe Sreifa. I don't know. I remember once thinking along these lines, but then what about if Nikbarin and you happen to burn it? Now, it has to do with the mitzvah son b'sreifa. but that's an interesting shaila. Can you destroy something without burning it? I don't know. What's always the equivalent? Mefaro v'zora l'ruach omata l'yom. So you can make a case that it's not really destroyed.
It's getting rid of it.
Out of your rishus. Good, but to destroy, the Torah wants you to destroy, like Amalek, Mochay Timcha. The Torah wants you to destroy. Maybe when the Torah was makbid on Sreifa, the underlying lumdus is that the Torah wants you to destroy it. And maybe the only way to really destroy something in the physical world is to burn it. Anybody? Someone more educated than me?
What if you eat it?
If you eat it, then it becomes. Yeah. That's true. So, but then we don't have to worry anymore if it's also banon or not. Grada by Meiser Sheni, there's a famous Rambam that Meiser Sheni, you can only eat. You're not allowed to do anything else with it. Right? Meiser Sheni, you have to eat. So the Rambam explains, I think it's a Perish of Mishnayos, that Velo Nosati Mimenu Lemeis means that you didn't do anything other than eat it. Because when you eat something, it becomes absorbed, it's chai. When you eat food, it becomes chai, because it becomes part of your body. Right? So that's chai. You're giving it life. V'lonasati m'menu l'meis is that you didn't eat it, so it became dead. It didn't become alive. Okay, that's...
I'm not sure where you're going, but if scientific...
I'm trying to understand Tysus clearly.
What I'm saying is destroy it, though. You can't create or destroy anything. That's scientifically, everything, it just changes form. Even if you burn it, and you didn't destroy it, it's just, it's ash, it's dust, and it's whatever. Everything changes. So it's not about to burn it, it's anything.
Maybe that's the best we can do. Why would the Torah care and tell you to burn something,
right,
as opposed to just saying...
Right, that's the best we can do.
The most destruction... The question is, leaving you with this question, is there a way to understand Tysus' sustel that the burning is the goal, not just a way to get rid of it? Because that's going to be very... This is what Rav Chaim's point is going to be, and the question is, really, you have to go back... The whole Rav Chaim is based on this Tysus and proper understanding of this Tysus, I hope.
What is Kima from it?
Because that's what Kivegas... The goal, but the
kiyum of a mitzvah. What's that?
Okay, but you can't call it like an apex, like you say. The goal of kachim is to eat it. It reached its fulfillment. Maybe the fulfillment of Isuri Hanoa
fulfilled its purpose in the world.
Fulfilled its purpose in the world was to be destroyed. Like Amalek.
Hashem put it right here.
Right.
It doesn't have to be the goal. A
that's
person's perfect.
That's
the mitzvah.
So it's not the goal, but they fulfilled their purpose in the world, and now it's done.
So Tysus holds that so strongly that in Svara, because it's only a Svara, it's not a Possum, in Svara it now becomes Mutar Banah. It now becomes Mutar Banah.
If you didn't say what Tysus said, then...
It's a Mishnah. Kol on the Sraf and Afar and Mutar.
So
then what's chatting the Mishnah?
Right, but it would just be Sraf. If you didn't say that, you would have... So then let's say you burned it. Then you'd still have chametz as asur banah.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to burn it again. It's obvious that you're finished when you burn it. Otherwise, it would be like a loop.
No, we're talking about two things. You are mekayim the mitzvahs tashbisu, and you're not over bal yiroah.
Right.
But maybe the ashes are still asur banah.
Okay, so then
I mean, then it would be bal yiroah of the ashes.
No, forget about bal yiroah. You have chametz as asur banah, so now you need to burn it again. It's mitzvah of Israel, right? So we would just have to keep burning it?
Okay, I have to go to the ladies. Okay, good, we'll continue tomorrow night. You have something to think about now, right? If you want to see, we're having a...